This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 997, Got versus Have, Got to versus Have to. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Are you confused about the differences between I got and I have, plus I gotta and I have to? Today's episode is for you. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, welcome to All Ears English. How's it going?
Oh, my. That was a very formal greeting. thank you, m'lady. No, just kidding. Thanks. Yeah, good to be here.
Well, what is going on in Portland this week?
Oh, my gosh. What is going on in Portland this week? We got some play dates, but, you know, the work, it's just like a normal sort of work week for us.
Yeah.
But this weekend, I'm going backpacking with my sister, and going on a 10-mile hike through the forest in Mount Hood, and we're going to, like, end up at a lake with, we're going to go camping, and apparently, the lake is... The floor of the lake is covered with crawdads, so you have to, like, wear water shoes and stuff to go swimming.
Wow, that's going to be so fun. I love that kind of weekend, just being outdoors. And Oregon is so beautiful. It's so beautiful in that part of the country. Outdoors with the big evergreen trees. I love that.
It is amazing. And last weekend, James and I went camping in Southern Washington, and we went to Mount St. Helens. So Mount St. Helens, for those of you who probably don't know, it is a volcano. It's dormant now, but it erupted the year I was born in 1980. Mm-hmm. And there's this underground lava tube that goes for a mile and a half. And so James and I, like, hiked underground for a mile and a half, and you have to, like, climb up all these, like, piles of lava rocks, and there's cave slime everywhere.
Oh,
it was so cool.
That's so crazy. That's so cool. So you've got some great plans for the weekend. That is good to know. That's good to know. You're going to get outdoors.
I got some great plans, man. What about you?
Well, I got some plans too. Actually, I'm going to be going to someone's wedding shower. A friend of mine is getting married, so that's going to be fun. And, you know, just also going up to New Hampshire. I'm going to do a little hike, not a 10-mile hike, more like a 5-mile hike, but it'll be good. It'll be good. So I have some stuff on tap here too.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Guys, I don't know if you noticed, but Lindsay and I did use got and have in the previous chat very naturally. Yep. And that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, guys. So if you notice, we said occasionally we both kind of mixed in both, right? You said I got plans this weekend. I said I have plans. I also said I have got plans. So guys, you might be confused about this, right? When we're talking about possessing something, what do we actually do, right, Jessica? It seems confusing. Yeah.
It is confusing. You know, English is so full of these confusing language points where there's like two or more ways to say the same thing. And natives use them instinctively, not thinking about why. And we can't explain to you, well, I mean, Lindsay and I can, but many natives can't explain to you like why I would say got instead of have. Right?
Yes.
And
exactly.
So for you trying to learn the rules and figure out how to say things correctly, it's very confusing.
Yeah, you got it, Jessica. And so that's why we got a question today from a listener that I would like to read. And then we will answer this listener's question. So we can see that you guys are struggling with this. And we think it's not just this listener, it's a lot of our listeners here. Totally. Okay. Okay. So here is this question. It's from Hal Oliveira. And he says, I'd like to say how much fun it's been hearing you during my walking to work and how much I've been learning with you. Awesome. Good to hear.
Cool.
My question is really complicated for me. What's the difference between got and have in a present sentence? Is there some rule for that? I hope you can help me. Love you guys. From Hal Oliveira. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. So Lindsay, what do you think? Okay. I mean, I feel like got is definitely just more informal than have. I mean, they are completely synonymous in meaning. They don't change the meaning of the sentence. The information that is carried is exactly the same, right? If I say, like, I got plans, I have plans. I got a cup of coffee, I have a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the same.
Exactly. I mean, today we're talking in this situation, guys, we're talking about possessing something, right? You have $5 in your pocket, for example, right? So I got a $5 bill in my pocket. I have a $5 bill in my pocket, and I've got a $5 bill in my pocket. Are they all correct? I mean, in terms of spoken English, are they all acceptable?
Yeah, in spoken English, for sure.
Yeah.
Because we like to shorten things in spoken English, right? Mm-hmm. That the notion of native speakers being lazier when they talk, that is a rule that explains a lot of like confusing stuff that we say just because we take out words sometimes. Oh, yeah. We drop sounds sometimes when we're speaking. It's just because we want to get things out faster, you know, get our thoughts out there quicker. So in spoken English, for sure, all of those would be fine. I think though, if you're having a conversation with somebody, like just a normal chat, then it would be weird to say, I've got $5. Because that sounds very formal, because it is formal. So using that complete form, that would be weird in daily conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So what we do, guys, is what natives do a lot is they just take out the have. And instead of saying I have got, we say I got. Right. And I don't think we even thought about the fact that that was the full form I have got and that we just drop it out until we started thinking about today's episode.
Totally.
And then we said, oh, that's what we do. Right. That makes sense. But I think it does depend on who you're around though. When I say I got a $5 bill in my pocket. I got a lot of plans this weekend. I wouldn't say that around everyone. I wouldn't say that in a formal, like a business situation, maybe not in an interview, right? So we do want to be a little bit careful when we're using that. Are you listening inside the new iOS app yet? If you do, you get bonus videos and a search bar that everyone else doesn't get if they're not using this app. So guys, go over and get your app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. And more awesome features are coming very soon. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
I think that's one thing that parents correct their children on sometimes, right? Mm. Like if they say got too often, because it does sound slangy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound super correct, even though we say it all the time. Like it doesn't sound grammatically correct because it's not, because you're missing that have.
Yeah.
To make it like fully grammatically correct, you'd have to say, I have got. And I think in British English, they use the have form a lot more often than we do in American English. But Americans definitely drop that have all the time. So we're not saying that they're always the same, because they're not. They're two different words and there are different meanings. But today it's just about possession. Like, I have something. Yes, you can just simply directly replace that with I got something in an informal context.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys know that here at All There's English, our motto, what we believe in, is connection, not perfection. So we're showing you what's right and what's not right, grammatically speaking, but that's not necessarily our biggest concern in this type of episode, right? We want you guys to be able to connect. And, you know, it is okay to say it incorrectly. A lot of teachers wouldn't agree with this, but that's okay. We don't need all the teachers in the world to agree with us, right, Jessica? That is okay.
I don't think all the teachers in the world agree about anything.
No.
And I think, guys, you know why you're learning English, right? Lindsay said, you're learning it to connect, and this is really how we talk. And I think it's also super common to replace have to do something with gotta. I'm sure you guys have heard that shortened form before, and you may not feel comfortable using it yourself yet, but I encourage you to try, because it does sound very native. And I think the first time you use that really native slangy sounding phrase in a conversation, you're going to feel a little excitement. Like, you're going to feel a little twinge of like, ooh, like I just sounded like a native speaker. So even if it feels like weird, because you guys have learned in a classroom probably, right? And so you think you have to speak correctly all the time, but you don't, because we don't. So the next time you're talking to a native speaker and it's like, so do you have time, you know, to hang out for a chat? And you're like, oh no, I gotta go to class.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds perfect.
Yeah. And just to be super clear, because I feel like our listeners might get confused right here. Now we're switching, guys, to talking about obligations, right? Which is different from possession. Before we talked about, I got a $5 bill in my pocket, right? I have a $5 bill. That's different from talking about I have to go to class, or I have got to go to class, or I gotta go to class. Okay. So you guys should really make sure you come back to the blog for this. Okay. Come back to allearsenglish.com, type in 979 today to see the differences, because I could see how this could get confusing, Jessica, here.
Oh, for sure. That's because it sounds exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
So on the one hand, we have the possession, I got a $5 bill, but that we connect all the words.
Yeah.
And so it's got. It's like two different words. But then when we're changing it to obligation, talking about something that you have to do, it's like, I gotta. And then it's, again, it's like just one word, gotta.
Exactly. And that, what that is you're taking off the have again. And instead of saying, I have got to, you're saying, I gotta. So we're putting together the got to into ta, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
A lot.
Yeah.
But confusing.
It's confusing, but I think you guys can get this. I mean, you guys are ready to use English to connect. That's why we're here. And we're showing you guys what's acceptable and what's not in terms of our own opinions. But we think that at least in the US, this is going to help you connect. And one piece of this is saying it faster, right? Because if I just say, going back to possession, right? If I just say, I got $5 in my pocket. It sounds a little weird if I don't say it quickly. If I say, I got $5 in my pocket. I got $5. It just feels better to me when I say it faster. So that goes along
That's
with kind true. Of breaking the rule if I bring it all together quickly.
Well, that speed of your delivery, that's part of the native naturalness, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you guys are going to hear it when you're watching movies, you know, when you're binging your favorite TV show. The actor isn't going to slow down and spell everything out and like, I have got to go to the police department. I mean, nobody talks like that. And now that this is in your brain, now that this is, we've brought this to your attention, guys, you're going to hear this all the time because this is part of how people talk constantly. We use these forms all the time.
Yeah. And today we didn't even touch on another way that we use got, right? Which is I received something, like I got a gift, right? I got a $5 bill, right? I received a $5 bill. But we won't go into that today, just to let you guys know that that's a separate thing, okay? But hey, guys, I mean, today you're becoming aware. And now, like Jessica said, you're going to go out and listen for it. And you're on your way to connection. So this is awesome.
Totally, totally. Yeah, this will really clear up a lot of confusion, I think, and to take the pressure off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no difference, you guys, with the possession, the obligation. I mean, these are grammar functions that you're familiar with and you've studied and that you use, that we use all the time. And this can be a comfortable thing for you that you don't have to worry about anymore, right?
I love
Just to know that these are the same, and natives, we tend towards the informal in conversation. So you're going to hear that word got, you're going to hear it all the time.
It's so true. So I want to say thank you to Hal for asking that question. Awesome question. And guys, if you're preparing for the IELTS exam, just a reminder that Jessica is over on the IELTS Energy podcast with me 3 days a week, right, guys? So
yes.
If you are looking for IELTS preparation, some awesome tips and tricks, you can get started by going to your search bar in iTunes and typing in IELTS Energy podcast. What do you think, Jessica?
I think you totally should. It's an amazing show. And guys, it's not just about, you know, like we don't talk about multiple choice questions every week. It's like there's a lot of vocabulary on there, grammar stuff sometimes, and listening and speaking skills that honestly help everyone, not just test takers. So I've heard from fans of this show that started listening to IELTS Energy just, for more All Ears English content.
Yeah.
And they love it. They're not even studying for IELTS. So whether you're studying for IELTS or not, check it out. So much good information.
All right. Very cool. I'm glad we touched on this topic today. Confusing, but also super, super useful, Jessica. So thanks for hanging out today. And we'll see you back on the show very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.